This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Governor, I have made a state disaster declaration for 54 counties across the state of Texas. In order for a disaster declaration to become a federal disaster declaration, it requires certain financial thresholds to be met. Those financial thresholds have been met in 18 counties. There are 18 counties in the state of Texas. I made a federal disaster declaration for that the president has granted. With that presidential grant, triggers the involvement of FEMA. Because there are a lot of people in your viewing area who may not know if they are on the federal disaster declaration list, I want to read these counties out for you. Bee County, Goliad, Cleburne, Nueces, San Patricio, Refugio, Aransas, Brazoria, Calhoun, Chambers, Fort Bend, Galveston, Harris, Jackson, Liberty, Matagorda, Victoria, and Wharton. Those are the counties that currently qualify for a federal disaster declaration. Depending upon what is learned in weeks and days going forward, there may be more counties added to that list. The reason why this is important is because if a county is on the federal disaster declaration list, there will be an abundance of resources that come from the federal government to aid people in those counties. I want to provide you an address on the website that hopefully you will hear everybody else speak about, because this needs to be every person's go-to location on the internet. It is disaster.assistance.org.
.gov.
I'm sorry. .gov.
That's my fault.
All right. Disasterassistance.gov. Disasterassistance.gov. And this is Brock Long, who is the National FEMA Administrator, who will be reemphasizing that and telling you more about it. I brought it up because everyone needs to know this, because there are people out there who are desperately trying to get, let's say, funds they need to be able to stay in a hotel because they have no place to reside. One of the places you can go is to disasterassistance.gov. Brock will explain more about ways in which people can access the assistance they need.
You know, you hear this report, and of course that's Governor Abbott breaking down all the counties that are, going to be subject to, some support here. But even then, it's going to be difficult. I heard one story where, the homeowner was advised that she was going to get the maximum amount, which was about $250,000. Well, she has $1 million home. Well, it's about $750,000 short here. So this is, this is a battle, and it's going to be an uphill deal. And I'm inspired by the testimony and by, what the people are saying there, throughout Texas. Of course, a latest take here is that the floodwaters are putting Houston reservoirs in uncharted territory. They're saying that Houston could be drowning. An already swollen reservoir west of downtown Houston is expected. It is cresting now, cresting the levees this morning, sending an uncontrolled release of Harvey's floodwaters into neighborhoods, putting the besieged city into uncharted territory. This is according to one official. The Attucks Reservoir, located about 19 miles west of downtown, if you've been there, you know what we're talking about. It is spilling over for the first time in history, and this is another one of those threatening, immediate things that they are dealing with there. Our prayers continue For the people there, especially in Houston. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen, if this is going to happen. 6 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. I said, okay, good observation. So what does the right track look like? And what are you doing about it to hold up your end of the bargain? Again, we're still the country that should not ask what the government can do for us, but what we can do for our country. We grew up with that, and you know, for those that are that missed out, you can go to the archives and hear this incredible speech and bit of encouragement. There are so many words of wisdom that we've grown up with. And speaking of words of wisdom, with a plethora of them, is our next guest, Dr. Gerard Lomero, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, author of the book Great News for America. So he is like me. We're bullish on America, aren't we, Dr. Lomero?
I am absolutely bullish. We are in a new conservative era, an American constitutional era that does not occur that often.
Yes.
That they occur every roughly 36 years. And we're in it, and it's good. It's good. It's great news for America, and there's going to be more great news for America, as my new book in January will tell.
Yes, exactly. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you found a chance to bring that in, because I was, you know, it saves me one question here. Well, good. So this is going to be coming, you know, to a bookshelf near you, and you need to pick it up and be encouraged all the more. But the clarion call to conservatives is don't grow weary. I mean, you didn't expect that, you know, just because Donald Trump won in November, that the left progressives were just going to roll over. They've been, you know, fighting for every inch, and they're not going to let go easy.
That's right. They are in the political wilderness. The Democratic Party and the political left, the extremists, the delusionists, the people who want progressivism, socialism, some of them even want anarchy. Hard to believe, but some do. Some want communism, all sorts of funny, strange organizations on the left, funded by a few billionaires maybe and a few others. And I'll tell you what, America is rejecting them at the polls, election after election, between 1,000 and 1,500 elections they have lost in the 8 years of the Obama administration alone. They have not been so bad off since the 1920s. And it's getting worse for them because they keep going off the deep end on one issue after another.
Well, and I mean, that's fine, an issue, but do you have something that's working, you know? It's like, is it affecting what it is that you intend to affect? I mean, even with some of these radicals, as you say, some of the isms that are out there that are just absolutely unhinged, even going to the point of anarchy, it's like, okay, but what after anarchy? Well, we don't know. It's like, oh, well, great. Welcome to the club. We need you here.
That's right. And anywhere where they've taken over, you know, the cities that have been controlled by those left-wing progressive socialist powers policies are just devastated, those cities. And the crime rate, where they've gotten rid of the Second Amendment effectively by banning guns and that, it's anarchy. And plus, forcing the police to stand down all the time is utterly ridiculous. We need the law of the land. We need rule of law. That's just a given.
Yeah, it is rather basic, and again, the empirical evidence is clear. And you look at these cities where, you know, the mayors have told law enforcement to stand down, whether it's Baltimore, Berkeley, a couple of times. And by contrast, you have other cities where they say it's not going to happen, like Arizona, and where the police came in and they didn't. They had a plan to maintain peace for the citizens, not to sit there and exercise some sort of, political agenda by saying, oh, we'll let the two antagonistic groups just let them come together. OK, like what did they think was going to happen?
Yeah. You put, weapons next to other weapons and they're both angry and fighting. I mean, something's bound to break out. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We have to enforce the rule of law. That is absolutely a given. And by the way, it's also one of the 12 principles of the conservative agenda.
Exactly.
I wrote about the conservative agenda in several books and what conservatism is all about. And it's about following the Constitution. It's about the rule of law. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gerard, what people need to see here clearly is this alt-right, alt-left has been a manufactured situation here in our culture. It really has been. This isn't just serendipitous. I mean, this has been brought about by people, by interests, as you say, billionaires who have a different agenda. Some, I wonder, where they're going with their agenda, as I mentioned before. But it's almost as if the alt-right and alt-left have kind of blended together here. I mean, there's not a clear line of demarcation, is there?
No, there isn't. And for a lot of reasons. And the other thing that's really interesting is it could be that it's all fake news. Mm-hmm. In other words, you put two groups together, they stage a protest, they fight with each other, and then you try to blame one side for being conservative, because they're trying to push the idea that the alt-right is right, and it's not. Mm-hmm. The alt-right is not conservatism. The alt-right believes in identity politics. They believe that, in the case of the true alt-right, in the true definition of it, alt-right is supposed to mean the white race is out there, and we should protect the white race. Mm-hmm. The white supremacists have joined the alt-right, and they say, well, not only is the white race important, but it's the superior race. And mm-hmm. then you get, with the white supremacists, you're getting into neo-Nazis, KKK, and other fringe groups, of which there are very few in the country. There's probably more people looking for transgender bathrooms than there are looking for white supremacists.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Certainly it's the item of topic in school systems across the country. You're exactly right. We're talking more about bathrooms than, political ideology like this. And, this has been something the media has manufactured. They ginned it up. They pinned that tail on the donkey of Steve Bannon, because they want to invalidate. I mean, this is what this is all about. This isn't making room for conversation. This is about, we're going to marginalize you. We're going to take you out and get you out of the public square. So we don't need to hear your opinion anymore because we want to have the megaphone.
That's right. And that's basically totalitarian thinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the Antifa group and some of these other left-wing extremist groups, the alt-left, as I call them, or the uber-left, I also call them, those people are not into free speech. You don't get to talk. You don't get to say anything disagrees. They're the kinds who go to, like, Berkeley and beat up people. They're the kinds who riot. They're the kinds who start fires and overturn vehicles and on and on and on, do property damage. But the whole thing is they're trying to shut down free speech because they don't want anyone to take issue with their radical socialism, their radical progressivism, and their other ism.
Yep, exactly. Well, and I think that, Gerard, I may be missing this, but what I'm sensing on Main Street America is they're starting to get it. They're seeing that this is manufactured, with all the fake news that is out there. I mean, and CNN has been complicit. They've been caught red-handed. I mean, their hand is in the cookie jar. The crumbs are all over their faces, and they still try to act like they're representing some sort of responsible journalism. But I think they've done some serious damage to their brand.
Absolutely. No, the alt-left and the alt-right, they look to me like one and the same. Funded groups whose purpose is to cause trouble, and they don't care. I don't believe they care about statues one way or the other. I think that's just an excuse to cause more violence, and to shut up the left, shut up the right. And I also think they're trying to tarnish the conservative image, and they can't do that because they are not operating with conservative principles.
Without a doubt.
Conservatives believe in freedom of speech.
Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Gerard Lomero, author, philosopher, economist, author of the book, Great News for America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I want people to think about our politics here today in America. Because I'm telling you guys, I don't know of a single nation in the history of the world that's been able to solve its problems when half the people in the country absolutely hate the other half the people in that country. And I want everybody to understand at the end of the night, this is not a partisan issue. It really is not. Turn on the news and watch these parliaments around the world where people throw chairs at each other and punches. And ask yourself, how does that make you feel about those countries? doesn't give you a lot of confidence about those countries. Now, I'm not arguing that we're anywhere near that here tonight, but we're flirting with it. We're flirting with it in this body, and we are flirting with it in this country. We are becoming a society incapable of having debates anymore. In this country, if you watch the big policy debates that are going on in America, no one ever stops to say, I think you're wrong, I understand your point of view, I get it, you have some valid points, but let me tell you why I think my view is better. I don't hear that anymore. Here's what I hear almost automatically, and let me be fair, from both sides of these debates. Immediately, as soon as you offer an idea, the other side jumps and says, the reason why you say that is because you don't care about poor people, because you only care about rich people. Because you're this, or you're that, or you're the other. And I'm just telling you guys, we are reaching a point in this republic where we're not going to be able to solve the simplest of issues. Because everyone is putting themselves in a corner where everyone hates everybody. And I understand, when I see my colleagues stand up and say something I don't agree with, I try to tell myself, look, I don't understand why they stand for that, but I know why they're doing it. Because they represent people who believe that. And I am so grateful that God has allowed me to be born and to live and to raise my family in a nation where people with such different points of view are able to debate those things in a way that doesn't lead to war, that doesn't lead to overthrows, that doesn't lead to violence.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, good to have you with us as always. You know, when you're over scheduled these days and you got never ending to do list that you're faced with, it's no wonder it's impossible to avoid the stress that comes with working hard. And when it's time to rest, getting enough good quality sleep is one of the most important things you can do for your health. But the growing sleep debt in America shows that's easier said than done. In fact, there was a survey done and they asked people, said, if you had an hour of the day, what would you do with that extra hour? They said, hey, I want to sleep. Dr. Sujay Kanzhakar is back with us. He joins us live from one of my favorite cities, my old stomping grounds for a while, Raleigh, North Carolina. He's got findings from a new survey showing how stress may be affecting your ability to get a good night's sleep. Dr. Kanzhakar, good to have you back. How you doing?
Hey, thanks to be here. It's great to be here. Thanks a lot, Bill, for having me.
Hey, well, tell us a little bit about the results of the survey.
Sure. Well, the name of the survey was Dozed and Confused, which is perhaps the best name for a sleep-related survey you can find. It was conducted by Mattress Firm. And the goal of the survey was to look to see what factors can affect sleep, how stress affects sleep, how your age can affect stress levels. And they had some interesting findings. One, they found that millennials tend to be the most stressed when it comes to different generations. They also found that if you are highly stressed, you're more likely to report sleeping less. Those that reported high levels of stress were twice as likely to report sleeping less than 5 hours per night, less than 5 hours, which is quite significant because the average adult needs between 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So they're really kind of skimping on their Z's if you're highly stressed.
Exactly. Now, how does the quality of sleep impact our stress levels and health risks, and even our oral health? I was surprised to read about that as well, Dr. Kanzhakar.
Yeah, well, sleep has so many effects when it comes to our overall health. We know that it can affect your heart health, it can affect immune function, it can affect fatigue levels, even mood, anxiety. So it has far-reaching implications for your overall health. But the Dozed and Confused study, they found some interesting things. One, they found that if you are stressed, you are three times as likely to report grinding your teeth at night, something we call bruxism in the medical community. If you have bruxism, it can lead to facial pain, it can lead to headaches, it can lead to, of course, dental damage, it can lead to disrupted sleep. So that's pretty significant. The other thing is, if you're highly stressed, you're actually five times as likely to report having difficulty sleeping or having insomnia at least once in the past month. So stress, sleep, and health are quite intertwined. We know that.
And also, the study would seem to indicate that the choices that you make during the day have an impact when it's time to, decompress and go to sleep as well, right?
Absolutely. And this is the goal. Anytime you're doing a sleep-related survey, you want to find things that people can do right away to help themselves sleep. And this particular study found that folks that report high levels of stress are twice as likely to have a pet in their room. And so pets, we know, can disrupt sleep because they toss and turn, they make noise. If you have allergies, it can worsen your nighttime allergies. So you really want to save your room as kind of your sleep sanctuary and get things out of the room that can affect how you're sleeping. And technology. We know that technology affects how we sleep as well. The Doze and Confuse study found that if you are highly stressed, you're 60% more likely to be watching television prior to bed. You're twice as likely to post to social media. You're twice as likely to check email. You're 40% more likely to have a phone next to your bed. And so you really want to disconnect at night. Decrease your stress, improve your sleep. It's incredibly important. So those are two changes you can make. Get the pets out of the room and disconnect from technology.
Poor Fido. I mean, Fido was, you know, he's going thinking, hey, what's going on here, man? It was all good. And then Dr. Suchet Kansagra comes in, and I'm on the outside looking in here.
Pets don't like me.
Yeah, well, we just, you know, it's something to, you know, take note of, because we kind of take that for granted. I mean, so much, even like you say, the electronic aspect of our livelihood, we're so connected that to disconnect is something we just wouldn't think about doing. But the fact of the matter is it's becoming detrimental to our health, isn't it?
Absolutely right. And these devices, they're quite addictive. You know, we really get engaged now. These days, social media, it's a two-way street. You're not just a passive consumer. You're generating content. You're getting likes from your friends and family. It's very addictive, and it's very hard to disconnect. And the devices are portable. You take them anywhere with you, so it's hard to really get away from them.
Yeah, and then you run across some sort of hot headline that gets you revved up, and next thing you know it, you're staring at the ceiling tiles at 3 o'clock, saying, "I got to get to work here in a couple hours. What am I doing?" You know?
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. It's very easy to hurt your sleep these days.
So, what other advice did you come up with? You know, that we can shut it down, decompress, disconnect, as you say.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I could talk all day with you, Bill, about sleep tips, but the main ones are kind of what we call sleep hygiene. So having good sleep hygiene. Sleep hygiene is the foundation of good night's sleep. It's essentially anything that you can do from a behavior standpoint or things in your environment that can help or hurt your sleep. So I usually start with having a good nighttime routine. It's great for kids. It's great for adults. If you have a routine lasting about 20 to 30 minutes, 3 or 4 calm activities that help ease you into sleep, it can really be beneficial. You want to try to wake and sleep at roughly the same time, regardless of the day of the week. You want to avoid bright light. We talked about technology. If you have lots of light at nighttime, it tricks your brain into thinking it's still daytime outside. That decreases your brain's own natural sleep hormone, melatonin. So you want to disconnect. You want to get those lights out of your face at nighttime. And then getting light in the morning is actually a good thing. So when you wake up, bright light can actually help keep your body clock lined up. And then exercise. Exercise is great. Exercising anytime during the day is fantastic. It helps your overall health. It can help you sleep better at night. If you have difficulty falling asleep at night, it's good to avoid exercising too late, because the rise in your body temperature from exercise can make it harder to fall asleep. But otherwise, exercise is a great thing. So I encourage all of those parts of good sleep hygiene to help you sleep better tonight.
Well, these are some great tips. Really appreciate you, stopping by and getting us up to date on this new survey, Dr. Kansagra. Now, where can the viewers, our listeners, go for more information?
Yeah, so the Mattress Firm has posted all the results from their study online. You can go to mattressfirm.com/stress and sleep. You can find a breakdown there.
Well, Dr. Suchet Kansagra, sleep health consultant for Mattress Firm, director of Duke University's Pediatric Neurology Sleep Medicine Program, and the author of the book, My Child Won't Sleep. Dr. Kansagra, as always, great to have you on the show. Really appreciate all the information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You think it's easy being him? Bill Martinez live. Who else?
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Vote for me and I'll set you free.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking.
Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Yeah, it is a ball of confusion, isn't it? Can we get it straight? This is what this show is all about, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We bring on the experts like our next guest, Dan Perkins, who is a terrorist analyst, also a also a political analyst and pundit as well. But you're just writing for everybody these days. Every time I turn around, I'm seeing your byline.
I just started writing 3 weeks ago for Newsmax.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Congratulations.
And about 3 weeks before that, I started writing for Laura Ingraham.
LifeSat. Yeah, exactly.
So, whoops.
Well, watch out. Don't get run over. Okay, here we go. We got all kinds of alarms going off. Well, Dan, we're just talking about, you know, what we're seeing, the devastation there in Texas. The Attucks Reservoir, for the first time ever in its history, it's overflowing right now. And, you know, they're talking another day or two of increased rain in Houston. Wow, it just, you wonder. I mean, if this doesn't cause you to pray, we should all be praying because they're on the brink of something catastrophic beyond what we initially thought could even possibly happen there in the Texas area.
It's amazing what's happening there. I mean, you're saying you're hearing couple more days of rain, Bill?
Couple more days of rain. The Attucks reservoir is already it's overflowing now. So now it's an uncontrolled relief there of that you know the Attucks Dam. So you know now it's just flowing over. So it's just flowing into these residences that already you know they've already got water on the first level. And maybe they decided to go up to the second, but I don't know. I'm not sure how all this survives. It's catastrophic, Dan. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we can send money if we have it. If we don't have money, we can pray.
Yeah, well, even still, you can always pray, and if you have money, send it. But the first thing, definitely pray. There's no doubt about it. Now, I've been out of Florida. You know, I've been on an extended travel trip. I'm still in California right now. And, you know, the east of Florida, all is calm for the moment. We know how that can happen. But you got a bunch of rain, so probably some of the bands, you know, from Harvey got into the west side of Florida, huh?
Oh, we had 18 inches of rain from Thursday night about 10 o'clock. It rained till yesterday morning.
Wow.
Almost constantly. And sometimes torrential downpours. I mean, mm-hmm. 18 inches is a lot of rain. I mean, a year ago last December, we had 19 inches of rain for the month of December. Here we had 18 inches of rain in 3.5 days.
In 3 days, yeah. And this is what's happening with Harvey is that, you know, for example, I think it was like 50 inches is what Houston takes on in a year, and they got that in what, in hours it almost seemed.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Dan, I want to talk about, you know, something we've been talking about, and that is that, you know, with all this craziness with Kim Jong-un and, you know, North Korea firing off missiles over Japan, I mean, for the first time, their alert system, they had to put out an alert to their citizens saying, hunker down, you know, a missile has been released from North Korea that is going to go overhead. I mean, they get this warning at 6 o'clock in the morning. What a stark alarm to wake up to.
Well, you know, Bill, yes, you're right. The other thing that's important about this particular launch, which is different than anything else that's done, is that this missile flew over 1500 miles.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, in some of the commentary that I wrote after the initial situation, when it looked like things had, like Mr. Kim had backed down, I wrote and I said, "Be careful. This is not an individual who is very stable." Mm-hmm. And while he may look like he's backed off today, I wouldn't be surprised to see him come back and. Lo and behold, he came back with a missile that flew. It was a ballistic missile. It wasn't a nuclear, but flew 1600 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's well within the range of other targets out in the Pacific Ocean, Guam or
yeah.
Things like
well, they were asking about the trajectory. With that trajectory, this was asked of Dr. Sebastian Gorka. With that trajectory that it took, would that lead to Guam?
And his response was?
He avoided the answer.
I understand why he would avoid the answer. I mean, it's a tough question because mm-hmm. one of the things that I wrote about, Bill, is that how do you play this guy? You can tell him that hellfire and brimstone is coming, but I don't think he gives him. I got to figure out how not to say the bad words.
A rip. A rip. He doesn't give a rip. Yes, we do.
Thank you. Thank you for cleaning it up for me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you look at, I did an analysis, Bill, on what's going on in that country. Right now, their imports are greater than their exports by about a third.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a deficit balance of payments. Their principal export was coal, which is 34% of its total exports. Principal customer was Russia. Russia reportedly has said they're no longer importing North Korean coal. They import crude oil because they don't have a real source of crude oil on the island. And their largest trading partner, about 90% of everything they export, goes to China. But in reality, Bill, if you take a look at it and you say, okay, forget about the personality, and you just look at the economies, what North Korea imports in a year to China is worth what China ships to the United States in 38 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no economic advantage for China in continuing any kind of a relationship with North Korea. Mm. And actually, the Japanese have a much longer history of North Korea than China. With all those things going on, and I said the piece that I said, and I think it's going to may start to get some play again, is that one of the things that we can do that's not on the table that nobody seems to want to talk about, and that is an embargo.
Mm-hmm.
There are five ports in the entire country of North Korea. Only two of those five are deep water ports for cargo ships to get in. So there's two on the East Coast and three on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Total of five. It wouldn't take a lot of American ships or American, Australian, Japanese, or Russian or Chinese to enforce an embargo that would just cripple this country.
Well, I think it's a good point, but whatever they got to do it quick, Dan. Like you said, he doesn't give a rip. He doesn't care about his people. He doesn't care about any kind of, again, you got to look at what somebody will do. Look at what they've done. This is a guy that's killed family members. He's killed people in his, in his administration on a whim, because he caught him sleeping or something. During one of his speeches, this guy, you cannot reason with him, and whatever it is that you have to do it quick and hard. If it's sanctions, then I agree with you. Then I think, it's going to be devastating to the people there, but we've got a lot at risk here.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
That's you, why not, America? I am Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dan Perkins continues. Just a real quick, just kind of a heads up, an advisement here. Regarding one of our favorite topics, if not our favorite, outside of the politics and everything else we talk about. As you may know, I am an ambassador with Dan. Dan is the founder of Songs and Stories for Soldiers. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. We are working and helping vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. And I'll tell you, I am proud to be a part of this effort. And Dan, I thank you and your wife and everybody else who's been a part of this effort as we're reaching out to vets and doing something to combat, the 20 to 22 suicides on a daily basis that our,
right,
our fellow vets are succumbing to. It just breaks, breaks my heart. Because it's more than when you have a suicide, it's not just the soldier, it's the family. And the ripple effect that goes on, I mean, it touches generations. And this is heartbreaking. And I want to do everything I can on behalf of these men and women who set their own personal ambitions aside for the sake of liberty. And I always feel indebted to them. And I'm whatever we can do. How can people get involved with Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Dan?
If they go to the website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, they can see what we do. There's a donate section. $10 provides a preloaded MP3 player that goes to soldiers. And I'm happy to say, to tell you, Bill, we're now in 73 facilities across the country.
Wow. Good job.
We've added 20 so far this year. I am very comfortable we'll be at 75 before the end of September.
Mm.
We've distributed 12,600 players, and I'm expecting that we'll probably add another 2,000 to that this year, so we'll be approaching 15,000 players.
Wow,
I do have to tell you a quick story about this, because I was shocked when I heard this. I met a gentleman who's going to become the district president for 44 veteran service organizations in the state of Florida. And it was my first time that I met him, and we were talking about putting together a program with his 44 chapters in Songs and Stories, which would be exciting for us, and along with the Bay Pines area, which is the fifth largest VA facility in the country. And I said, you know, I was surprised. I was at another service organization. It wasn't veterans. I did a presentation on Songs and Stories. And the president came over to me and he said, in the 25-year history that I've been in this organization, we've never done anything for veterans. And that stops today. And when I told the incoming president, he said, I'm not surprised. There are still an amazing number of people in this country who have no idea what our veterans are going through and that they need our help.
Exactly.
And he says, like you, he said, I applaud you for what you're doing. I said, we're just making a small dent in it, but we're trying to help as many as we can. But it's a serious problem. And now that we're committing more troops back to Afghanistan, and who knows where this thing's going to happen with North Korea, mm-hmm. we're going to see a rise in soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's the nature of the way we are currently deploying and using our military. But we try every day. We're working on some wonderful things that we hope that will happen that will give us even broader range. We have a supermarket chain that we're talking to that has 23% of the veterans in the entire United States in their footprint.
Oh, wow.
And and so we're looking for ways to get more corporate sponsors. So if I could put in a commercial, Bill,
yeah.
If you own a corporation or you're a senior officer of a corporation and you're looking for a project for your company to reach out and help veterans and save lives and improve the quality of life of people who've risked their lives for us, go to the website, send me an email, and we'll talk.
Exactly. Well, and for a lot of these companies, Dan, we're starting to come to fiscal year ends for them, and there's
right.
some last-minute donations that they need to in order to deal with some economic issues. And Songs and Stories for Soldiers should be a serious consideration. Put it on
Absolutely.
Your list. Go to the website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Be in contact with Dan Perkins and be a part of the solution here.
Go ahead. I want to add one other thing for your audience. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Martinez works with us, but he also puts money on the table every month to help our program. So he's committed. When he says he's committed, he's put his money in his heart and his mouth by giving us time on the air to talk about it. And his money helps us save soldiers' lives. And that is a total commitment, and we're very proud to have a relationship with him.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate it. Back to what we were talking about, this era of nuclear North Korea, this very unstable situation, we may be down the road, Dan, where the only answer is something military. I agree with you. I think the next step should be a very serious radical embargo. I think that's what this is calling for. You know, a radical response to a radical behavior by this hermit kingdom.
Yeah, the beauty of the embargo bill is that it stops everything from going out and coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets no fuel, which will be devastating. He's already got rolling blackouts all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't get any fuel. He's not going to get any food imported. It would be more crippling. And by just shutting it down, I remind your listeners at the embargo that we had around Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
When we had the Cuban Missile Crisis, where we stopped anything from going in or out of that country. And it eventually got the Cubans to convince the Russians to pull the missiles out of Cuba. But I think an embargo, I am surprised that nobody's talking about it, Bill.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I think maybe because it was probably something they should have done last year, not right now. But even then, I think that's something, but it's got to be a serious embargo. End of story. I mean, we're going to do a siege on that country, and and move fast and hard. And like I said, it's time for a radical consideration. Yeah, Dan. One of the things that you wrote about, which I think we said on the show as well, is that where's Ronald Reagan's Star Wars project now when we really need it, right?
Right, right. No, that's a very recent post in the last week or so.
Uh-huh.
And the title of that piece is that the Gipper got it right.
Yes.
We have some of that. We don't have enough of it. And we've tested some of it. It works about 70 to 80% of the time. But again, it's short-sightedness, that other presidents didn't have the vision to see. And we can't be a country that's always reacting to a threat, because we can't build Star Wars in enough time to use it because we need it now.
Right.
But we need more visionaries thinking about military defense and securing America safely. And I think that Mr. Trump is very interested in doing that. But we need somebody to step up to the plate and say, let's get this going.
Right. Well, he's got his hands full right now with building a wall and dealing with some, some tax reform. Oh, yes. And health care. But the thing is, we'd have a better shot at it if we didn't have so much resistance and blockage taking place in Congress right now.
Bill, I have written about that very issue, and I'll go out on a limb on the air and make this prediction. If we come through the end of this year and we don't have tax reform, we don't have any construction of the wall, and we've got no replace and repeal of Obamacare, I think it's very possible that Mr. Trump will go to the American people and say, we need a change. Don't elect these people, and he'll name them. And we need a change in leadership in the House and the Senate. We need people who want to get things done, not people who want to stop things from happening.
Right, exactly.
And so we could have a situation where the administration becomes an adversary for a significant number of Republicans and creates turmoil in the Republican Party. But we can't continue this way, Bill.
No, we can't.
It can't happen.
Yeah, we're paying for this, Dan. We're paying for all this incompetence. And, you know, we have a true CEO for the first time in how long coming into this country and trying to right the ship here. And the establishment doesn't like it because they like business as usual. As we said many times, too many people making money based on the incompetence of this government. They don't want the gravy train to end on their side. They'd much rather Main Street America take it on the chin and continue to take it on the chin because that's what they're supposed to do, right?
Yep. If you have your listeners go to the Daily Caller yesterday, there is a piece that I wrote about the fact that the box office for Hollywood is off.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I was going to bring that up. Why is it off 70%? I've noticed, particularly in the last week, half of what it normally is, but 70%. Right. What's going on?
What's going on is two things. I think a lot of people, a lot of true conservatives don't like what's coming out of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So they're not going. And Hollywood doesn't have the money now to support the Democratic Party. They're $3.5 million in debt. They spent $37 million on four elections and lost all four. Mm-hmm. And they spent last year in November, they spent an average of $641,000. And this past spring, they spent $9.5 million per seat and lost all of them. The article talks about the Democratic Party is not a good investment.
Okay, well, check it out. Dan Perkins has been with us. Dan, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just up the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Did you know?